Close your eyes and listen to this. Well, not if you're driving, but see if you can figure out what instruments are creating the sound. You might think it's woodwinds, brass, or strings, but the musician in that piece are playing instruments made out of cans and bottle caps. It's the recycled orchestra from Cataura, Paraguay. The young musicians are the subject of a new documentary film. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas has their story.
Cataura is not a town, really. It's a slum alongside a landfill not far from Paraguay's capital. Every day, about 3 million pounds of solid waste get dumped there. Many families eke out their existence by scavenging trash to resell, and kids regularly get pulled out of school to help. During rainstorms, the landfill floods, and residents have to wade through contaminated water.
Y realmente lo como bueno, siéndote sincera, nada.
Really, to be honest with you, there was practically nothing in Cataura. What there was most was drugs.
That's 16-year-old violinist Noelia Rios. Her violin, like many in the orchestra, is made out of cans, wooden spoons, and bent forks. One of the ensemble's cellos uses an oil drum for its body. Drum heads are made from old X-ray film held in place with copious amounts of packing tape. 15-year-old Tobias Armoa describes his saxophone.
It's made out of a drain pipe where the rainwater falls. Melted copper, coins, spoon handles, and cans.
The recycled orchestra was founded 10 years ago by Fabio Chavez.
I went to work in Cataura as an environmental engineer. I saw that there were a lot of children there, and I had the idea to teach them music in my free time.
Chavez's classes became so popular that they soon ran out of donated instruments. So he asked local carpenter Nicolas Gomez to make new instruments for his group, out of stuff from the landfill. Several years ago, the orchestra caught the attention of a team of filmmakers led by Alejandra Amarilla. She knew that most people outside Paraguay had no clue about her home country, so the team went looking for a story to tell.
It was mostly to be able to create awareness on children's issues, but the uniqueness of the story that I ended up picking was that it contained a very strong emotional component and very inspiring.
4 years ago, the film team made a short video for a Kickstarter campaign, hoping to raise $175,000 to make a full-length documentary. Not only did they raise the money, the video went viral. Since then, the recycled orchestra has played Mozart, Paraguayan folk music, even Frank Sinatra, for audiences around the world, including Pope Francis. The young musicians have also backed up Stevie Wonder, Metallica, and Megadeth. These days, kids from Cataura are flocking to join the orchestra. 10-year-old Cynthia Servin plays violin.
It seemed like they liked what they were playing, and I wanted to visit other countries.
The recycled orchestra has brought a lot of good to Cataura. Money from international touring has funded the building of new, safer homes for several members of the group and their families, and the orchestra's lead instrument maker. Fabio Chavez says there's also been a bigger change.
What we have achieved is that in the community, children are respected, and respect for the moment that they need to get an education. It's something sacred. Before, it wasn't like this. The mom or dad would take the kid away by the hand because they had to go to work. Today, that's unthinkable. And we've already achieved the most difficult thing, which is to change the community.
Maybe it didn't have to be music that triggered such a fundamental shift. It could have been soccer or chess or theater. But Chavez says the kids playing in the recycled orchestra are creating something gorgeous out of nothing.
Para ser músico, uno tiene que ser responsable, persistente.
To be a musician, you have to be responsible, persistent, tenacious, conscientious, and sensitive. Without these values, you can't be a musician. But music has such a great power that it can't be just of the musicians. Music can transform society.
Even more people will learn about that transformation as the documentary, Landfill Harmonic, opens in theaters around the U.S. this month and screens later on HBO Latino. Anastasia Tsiulkas, NPR News, New York.
You can see and hear members of the Recycled Orchestra play on a Manhattan rooftop at npr.org.